This is your credit news for Friday, February 27th, 2015. Credit card balances hit a six-year high. National consumer data firm TransUnion reported credit card balances grew by 5% in 2014, their strongest growth since 2008. According to TransUnion's numbers, 157 million consumers had access to a credit card as of the fourth quarter of 2014. This was an increase of roughly 7 million consumers from the same period in 2013. TransUnion said it attributed the growth to more cardholders rather than more card use. The firm did not provide a total dollar amount for the balances in 2014. Average credit card balances per consumer remain mostly flat or declined slightly, moving from $5,330 per card in 2013 to $5,327 last year, according to TransUnion. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to focus on credit reporting and medical debt collection in 2015. For the first time this year, the Consumer Advisory Board of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau met last Thursday in Washington, D.C. to discuss the organization's focus for 2015. The meeting centered around credit reporting and the collection of medical debt, specifically how medical debt shows up on credit reports. The Consumer Advisory Board noted many consumers are confused about the difference between a credit report and a credit score, even though most Americans are aware they can receive one free credit report per year for each reporting agency. They assume it comes with a score. That is not the case. The CFPB, or the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, is working to expand its Open Credit Store initiative, which gives consumers free access to their credit scores through their credit card providers. The Consumer Advisory Board also expressed concerns on how quickly medical debt shows up on a person's credit report, saying this debt shows up far faster than most other forms of debt. The CFPB ran a study in May of last year that showed payments for medical debts were not good indicators of future payment behaviors. The CFPB will continue to focus on credit reporting and medical debt collection in the coming months in an effort to improve the financial circumstances of all Americans. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals expands the FDCPA's least sophisticated standard to include attorneys. The concept that a debt collection communication must be viewed through the lens of the least sophisticated consumer is a fairly well-established tenet of Fair Debt Collections Practices Act law. While the application of the standard is often the subject of litigation, its premise is that a debt collection communication violates the FDCPA if it would deceive or confuse the least sophisticated consumer. With the recent hack into the computer systems of Anthem, Inc., the nation's second-largest health insurer, criminals looking to peer inside and steal your personal information started off 2015 with a bang. This time, they tried to collect the private details of 800,000 current and former Anthem policyholders, including names, birthdates, Social Security, and health care numbers and addresses. The company said hackers did not get a hold of credit card, banking information, or medical information, such as claims. Anthem joined a long list of companies that people do business with every day. Names like Target, Kmart, Home Depot, P.F. Chang's, Acme, and J.P. Morgan Chase & Company. These breaches can have consequences. In 2012, about 16.6 million people, or about 7% of all residents age 16 or older, experienced at least one incident of identity theft, according to the U.S. Justice Department. As a result, financial losses that same year totaled $24.7 billion. It's a good time to remind all of us of the steps we can take to protect ourselves from identity theft in the event of a data breach. Here you go. File a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission at www.ftc.gov/complaint. Or call 877-438-4338. Second, bring a copy of the complaint called an FTC affidavit to the police department and file a police report, which you can send to credit reporting agencies and creditors. Obtain a copy of your credit report from the three credit agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. If you think you are exposed to identity theft, ask that your accounts be flagged with a fraud alert. Third, scrutinize your credit card and bank accounts for unauthorized charges on a regular basis. If a charge comes up that you don't recognize, investigate it and call your bank. Close the affected credit card or bank accounts and get replacement cards with the new numbers. Contact the Social Security Administration. Do not carry your Social Security card around in your wallet. Keep a copy of all records, including notes of telephone conversations with credit bureaus, creditor, or debt collectors. Keep copies of correspondence, including emails. Here are some phone numbers that can help if you've been hit with identity theft. Equifax Credit Information Services at 800-525-6285. Experian 888-397-3742. TransUnion Fraud Victim Assistance 800-680-7289 and the Identity Theft Resource Center at 888-400-5530. Decade after a federal bankruptcy reform law took effect, a new class of Americans has been created, the permanently insolvent. They're too poor to file for bankruptcy protection, where the cost quadrupled under the law. Absent that protection, the insolvent are endlessly harassed by creditors and are more likely to lose their homes through foreclosure. Saddled with unrelieved debt, they cannot get a new credit card, most other forms of credit, or a fresh start. The reform has generated a substitution from formal bankruptcy to insolvency, said Stephanie Albanese, lead author of the Insolvency After 2005 Bankruptcy Reform, a new study by economists at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and Columbia University. Since insolvents are unable to repay debt, they are subject to collection actions and financial judgments and have difficulties obtaining unsecured credit, she said. This is particularly bad for low-income individuals, as they have little savings and sometimes rely on debt to face unforeseen expenses and the like. The 2005 law was intended to discourage and reduce the number of personal bankruptcy filings by introducing a series of new, often burdensome steps. The bottom lines of credit card companies, banks, and other financial institutions have been nourished by the act, which was proposed by Wall Street interests, passed by Congress, and signed by President George Bush on April 20, 2005. On April 20, 2005, it went into effect October 17, 2005. The study found that out-of-pocket costs for filing for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, the most common form of protection, soared from $600 before the 2005 law was passed to $2,500 just 2 years after it was passed. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.